You're listening to SBS News.
Under the parliamentary spotlight for 3.5 hours, RBA Governor Philip Lowe made several admissions. The last time he was before a parliamentary committee, the world was vastly different. Now, Russia has invaded Ukraine, sending economic shockwaves across the globe. Inflation is spiralling across the US and Europe, and interest rates in Australia are rising at their sharpest levels in decades. Philip Lowe says the overall outlook isn't positive.
The US has got significant issues because they've got to get inflation down. In Europe, the decline in real incomes for households is a very major issue. And in China, the housing market is problematic. So you put all that together and the outlook for the global economy next year is quite weak.
KPMG economist Sarah Hunter agrees there have been many external issues impacting the bank's decision-making.
They're not the only central bank in the world that's facing these kind of pressures right now. And I think that actually is partly because some of what we're seeing is, you know, to a large extent beyond their control. Clearly what's happening in Ukraine and the disruption that that's had on commodity prices this year, the ongoing challenges around supply chains and COVID in China and the impact that's had on manufacturing prices, also not really in the RBA's control.
Interest rates have increased dramatically this year from a record low 0.1% to 2.35%. The RBA governor says they're likely to rise further in the short term to what he sees as more appropriate levels to match inflation.
In terms of the outlook for interest rates, the Reserve Bank Board expects that further increases will be required to bring inflation back to target. We're not on a preset path, though, especially given the uncertainties that I've just spoken about. The increase in interest rates has been rapid, and it's been global.
But he believes those rate increases could slow down as the policy comes closer to its targets. Governor Lowe also says there could be a further cooling of the housing market across the country.
Not a forecast, but it would not surprise me if prices came down by a cumulative 10%. And even if they did that, they're still up, you know, 15% over 3 years.
The central bank operates on an ideal of 2 to 3% inflation, meaning the cash rate should sit somewhere around there to ensure sustainable growth in the economy. But Philip Lowe came under pressure over his previous prediction interest rates wouldn't rise until 2024. Labor Senator Dan Molino asked the governor how much of an impact that had on members of the public.
In recent times, a lot of people in the community have said that they acted in reliance upon that. So I'm just interested, how do you assess the ways in which people are relying or acting upon your statements?
Governor Lowe says people draw information from a range of sources. The aim of his message, he says, was to reassure the public the RBA would do everything in its power to protect it from the pandemic's impact. But the backlash has forced him to reconsider how the bank communicates with Australians.
That was in a unique period in our history. I will be much less inclined to do that in the future. But I still think it was the right thing to do in that time. Others disagree with that, but I don't think it's kind of going to be part of the regular way we're operating. And as you suggest, our language about the timing will be vaguer.
Governor Lowe hinted real wages will remain in negative territory until inflation and interest rates are reined in sometime next year. He says what we don't want to see is wages pushing inflation in the meantime.
I know it's a difficult message, but if wage growth picks up to compensate people for full inflation, we'll have a lot of trouble. I'm hopeful that we don't. In the US and the UK, wage growth is picking up to compensate people for inflation, and that's one reason they're going to have trouble.
Economist Sarah Hunter agrees that under the current settings, wages are unlikely to rise for months.
Given where inflation is right now, yeah, I think it is reasonable to think that we're not going to see, on average, real wages growth until we get well into next year.
The Labor government has been promising workers wage rises, making it a key election platform. The optimism shown by the bank that real wages will go into positive territory next year would be welcome news. But it's clear Labor is hoping it could come sooner, as Cabinet Minister Jason Clare told Channel 7.
When unemployment is low, you expect wages to go up, but that hasn't happened over the course of the last few years. We've got unemployment low, but wages aren't moving. And so the big challenge here is, what do we do to get wages moving? We've got the minimum wage up in July, but changes to enterprise bargaining, I think, will be a big part of helping to get wages moving for a lot of Aussies.
The government has ordered a review into the bank, with three panel members investigating its practices and decisions. Already some potential changes have been flagged, including amending the process of determining interest rates. It could see more changes to the way the bank operates into the future. Gareth Borum, SBS News.